What up and welcome to the Beneath the Dirt podcast. I'm Rome Bone and we are back for the lost episode number 2. This one was originally recorded March 30th, 2017, just 2 days after the first lost episode. And strangely enough, no pun intended, this topic is still relevant today with ICP doing the No Jumper podcast recently. Tech N9ne releasing his new song POW. Somehow 7 years later, this shit is still relevant. A very short one today, about 6 minutes long. Again, audio only, no video. And I just want to thank y'all for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed these two lost episodes. And I hope y'all stay safe out there. Much love. Peace. What up, y'all? This is Rome Bone. This is Beneath the Dirt Podcast. Tonight, I'm asking the simple fucking question, are Juggalos responsible for Tech N9ne's success? Just asking a question. But let's talk about some facts. Tech N9ne is a fucking mainstream artist right now, today, doing songs with the likes of Lil Wayne, 2 Chainz, motherfucking CeeLo. Who else he fucking done shit with? Crazy mainstream motherfuckers. Deftones, System of a Down, Korn, Slipknot. Yeah, it might not be rap, but that shit is mainstream as fuck. But let's get down to the fucking nitty gritty, right? Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope were on the Hot 97 morning show, Ebro in the Morning, talking about, we got a problem with fucking the interview you did with Tech N9ne not showing Juggalos love. If you ask me, Tech N9ne didn't show Juggalos love. I thought he kind of fucking snubbed Juggalos in the interview, but I don't fucking blame the guy. If you're on Hot 97 in the morning being asked about Juggalos and you're trying to get accepted into the mainstream world, you're gonna kind of play that shit off. I don't blame him. But don't get it fucked up. The very fucking core of Tech N9ne's fan base, the fucking foundation where the shit really started to take off for him and be able to go out on his own fucking tours, sell all his merch, and do everything he's doing now, is because of Juggalos. Juggalos put Tech N9ne on, but Juggalos are not responsible for the mainstream success Tech N9ne is fucking relishing in today. Tech N9ne is responsible for Tech N9ne's success, fucking plain and simple. But don't forget about your core fan base, Tech. You're fucking the very foundation, the motherfuckers that saw you, gave you that fucking chance, were Juggalos. You were on Twisted's Green Book, dropped fucking 8 bars, not even a full verse, but that shit was dope, and that's what put you on. ICP put you on that fucking tour, which was a dope show. I was at that show. That shit helped put you on as well. But for Violent J to sit here and act like Juggalos, and just Juggalos and Psychopathic Records are responsible for Tech N9ne's fucking success is fucking delusional. Tech N9ne is responsible for Tech N9ne's success. You could take bits and pieces of what people do. You could see that back in the day, 15 fucking years ago, ICP was on top of the underground shit. Psychopathic Records was killing the shit 15 years ago. Merchandise out the fucking ass, but they've been doing that since the fucking early 90s. Crazy fucking merch. Tech does the same thing. So we take, I think he picked that idea from Psychopathic Records, the fucking merch game. But then he took the fucking, he got dudes like Dave Winer, who was on Priority Records back in the day, fucking with Ice Cube on America's Most Wanted, pushing that fucking album. He's got that guy fucking working for him. And he's got the money of fucking Travis. He got the backing of Travis, who already had a shitload of money, invested it. I'm sure he's made his fucking money fucking tenfold since then. But to say that Juggalos and Psychopathic Records are responsible for Tech N9ne's success is completely fucking delusional. Tech N9ne has the fucking talent, the showmanship, the fucking business sense of fucking Travis. And all that shit would have got on without the fucking Juggalos. He is on another fucking level that Psychopathic will never see, has never seen, or will ever see, doing tracks with fucking B.O.B., Lil Wayne, 2 Chainz, CeeLo, Korn, Slipknot, Deftones, fucking, come on, son. This dude is on another level. No reason, no need to be fucking jealous. Taking shots at the man because he didn't show your fan base, not his, your fan base, the love you think they should have got. Or Psychopathic Records. Get the fuck out of here. But like I said, don't get it twisted. His fucking, the core of his fan base, the very fucking foundation of the shit is Juggalos. You go to a Tech N9ne show, I haven't been to a Tech N9ne show since the All Sixes and Sevens tour. And I don't really remember it because I was pretty fucking drunk. But as the years went on, from his first fucking tour that I saw that he headlined was the Ever Ready tour. There were a lot of Juggalos at that show. But as the years went on and he started getting that mainstream and started taking more of a mainstream sound, but still being tech at the same time, which I believe, less and less Juggalos, more and more non-Juggalos, less Juggalos. Yeah. So I asked the question, are Juggalos responsible for Tech N9ne's success? I told you what I thought. I want to hear from you. What do you think? Are Juggalos responsible for Tech N9ne's success? I don't know. You let me know in the comments. You hit me up. Let me know what the fuck you think. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Rome Bone. This is the Beneath the Dirt Podcast. Peace.
Fight your way down the trail of destruction. Fight and kill until you make it to the stone of death. And there you will find the book.